Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Hey, listen, we love hearing from you. We love your comments, how you're commenting below on our YouTube.
Yes.
You're sending us emails at friends at VFNKB.com. By the way, if you haven't went to VFNKB.com lately, you got to check it out. We've got so many things there, including a pre-release of the book, I Will Fight.
Yes.
And you can find out about it. It's going to be coming soon.
Strategies for success. And that's what we all need, success in our lives.
Yeah, a lot of people don't think that life's a fight. And they think the first little pressure they hit, you either fight or medicate, whether it's addiction to entertainment, whether it's just getting busier with more hours or all the different things, technical things we talked about in previous programs.
Coping mechanisms.
Yeah, coping mechanisms. And the reality is so many people have been taught that life's not hard.
It's not hard, or life's just going to be given to you. But anything worth having, you have to be able to stay in and fight for it.
This is, you know, there's when you work hard for what you get, and I know you've heard this probably from your parents if you're young, but if you're a parent, you've heard this. You know, if you work hard for what you get, you appreciate what you get.
Absolutely.
It's amazing when you're paying the bills.
Oh, yes.
All of a sudden, you'll walk around the house and say, turn that light switch off. You think
the value of a dollar has a whole new meaning.
When you're the one paying the dollar.
Oh, yeah.
But it also gives you value. You feel like you're participating, you know. And so every parent out there that you're wondering if you're 16, 17-year-old or 26-year-old in your home should be participating, you know, look at your parents and go, let me help you with these finances, because you're going to feel more valuable, your parents are going to be more appreciated, and you'll get a vision probably if you're 26.
That's right.
For a new address.
Oh, absolutely. Hopefully.
I'm seeing your future. It's not here. It's not here.
Yeah.
It's somewhere.
Out of these doors.
It's clear. You're probably going to have to write to me. You can't be driving. We'll be driving distance, right? Oh, we're just playing around.
Maybe. Not.
So The Cosby Show, John, talk to
us
about The Cosby
Show. Yes, I don't know if you remember this great show, The Cosby Show. I know I did. I grew up watching that show, and my actually kids still watch.
Did you grow up?
I did. Not fully, but I did. Okay. But anyway, there was an actor at the time who played Elvin Thibodeau.
Wait a minute. Name the family members, because I don't. You
had Mr. Huxtable, Mrs. Huxtable.
Dr.
Huxtable, excuse me.
Attorney.
His wife.
Claire.
Claire. Oh, look at. You watched it too.
I thought you grew up with it.
Well, hey.
Okay.
Then he had Theo, his son.
Right.
I forget what Lisa Bonet's.
I also remember Theo came, he cut his hair, shaved right down the middle. He goes, what did you
what
do
did
to
you
your
do?
Hair? He goes, I don't know.
Yeah. Wow. There was a lot of, actually.
You don't know the girls in the program?
Well,
Vanessa.
Vanessa, uh-huh. Rudy.
Yeah, Rudy.
And I think Sarah was the oldest one. I'm not sure. Was it Sarah? It's been a while. But anyway, the oldest daughter, she was married to Elvin Thibodeau. And he was always sticking his foot in his mouth when it came to his mother-in-law, Claire, you know, saying all kinds of different things. And, yes?
Yes.
And his real name is Jeffrey Owens. Well, recently.
Denise, I think, was the oldest, actually.
Denise.
I didn't want to interrupt you or anything. Thought you said you grew up with it.
I did. Don't have
Sandra.
Sandra. Yeah. We're getting help from the control room today.
I'm getting the word.
It was some years back now. Great show.
But the reason why, because he was almost like a Mel Chauvinist when he would talk about things. And
here
you have this powerful lady attorney who's successful. And he's saying things that are so out of place.
Yeah. And so it made for a funny, you know, sitcom. But everyone liked his character. Well, he was just photographed. His name is Jeffrey Owens, real name.
Recently,
at Trader Joe's.
Where is Trader
Joe's? This Trader Joe's happened to be in the town nearby where I used to live, in Clifton, New Jersey. And he was bagging groceries.
He's working a job.
And somebody thought that it would be a good idea to take a picture, an unflattering picture, if you will, of him, and kind of job shame him, if you will.
He's working a job.
That's what I would say. You would say, but I didn't even know there was a concept called job shaming. But what they tried to do, hit the person and many of the networks that picked up the story and kind of went everywhere with it, went viral, was that basically...
You're looking at him here.
Yeah.
It's him now, yes.
The idea
he
was
looked
like...
a little younger then. Yeah. We all looked a little younger.
Oh, yes, we
then.
Did. Yes, yeah. We did. The idea was like, look where he's come from. This big-time actor, now he's bagging groceries. Well,
he was actually only a son-in-law, so maybe he didn't have yeah. any problems. Yeah.
Well, he was recently interviewed, and I mean, this thing just went viral, went everywhere, and he said something really interesting. He showed up with his Trader Joe's badge, by the way.
So what is job shaming?
Well, job shaming is basically when someone's trying to make
you feel bad about the job you have.
Or make you feel bad about the job that you have, that it's less worthy or not important or maybe a low job.
There is no job that's every job is a valuable thing.
Of course, every job is valuable.
It all gets paid greenbacks. Everybody gets paid.
Absolutely.
For their job.
It's not free, right? You're earning, you're exchanging your resources, your energy, your label, your skill set.
Isn't it funny that people have that mindset that they go and do business with all these people all day long? They buy stuff from the grocery store.
She was shopping at you.
Yeah, and they go to the fast food restaurant or they go to the grocery store, and their whole life revolves around employees that are working, and it's like belittling everybody in their own community.
They fail to understand the concept that the reason somebody has a job is because a job either provides a resource, a product, or a service. If it didn't provide anything of value, then they wouldn't be employed because no one would be using those services or those products.
Right.
So they're solving issues. So the lady who took a picture of this guy, she was buying groceries.
A customer. Wow.
I mean, it's not a good thing. Well,
so
what?
She's buying product from him, and she's actually thinking she's going to shame him.
Exactly.
Go figure,
right? Well, this thing went viral. I want you to hear what he had to say because he starts off by saying that this is going to pass.
Well, talk about what viral means because a lot of people might not know what viral means.
Viral, if you don't know.
Not a sickness.
Not a
necessarily.
Sickness. No. In this particular case means that this story, this account has went everywhere, which means social media, it's been on TV, it's been, you know, through all the websites, it's been on the different platforms.
Probably all over the world.
Yeah. It actually has been all over the world because he talks about how so many people reached out to him. He said at first, when he first saw this with his wife, he felt, you know, embarrassed a little bit. And then immediately, he started getting so many support texts and postings on his social media, you know, saying, hey, man, you know, we're proud of you. You're working, you know.
And especially in America, because right now there's more jobs available than we have people to fill them. So there's an overwhelming.
Of course. The first thing, too, he said he was concerned that his college-age son would feel embarrassed. So he texted him and said, hey, this is going to be hitting the internet. You're going to be seeing this soon. And his son texts back and says, Dad, I'm proud of you. I'm not humiliated by you. Jeffrey says he was sitting with his wife and he began to tear up and just cry when he got that text back from his
son. He's college age. Is he in college or he's just college age?
No, I think his son is 19. Okay. I think his son is 19. Jeffrey Owens is about 57 years old. And
so what did Jeffrey have to say?
Well, I want you to hear what he had to say because he said this is going to pass, but this is what he hopes is a result of all this attention. You know, this kind of 15 seconds of new fame, what he hopes this accomplishes. Take a look.
And I also want to say this. I, you know, this business of my being this Cosby guy who got shamed for working at Trader Joe's, that's going to pass. You know, that's going to, you know, in some measure of time, that's going to pass away. But I hope what doesn't pass is this idea that people are now thinking, this rethinking about what it means to work. You know, the honor of the working person and the dignity of work. And I hope that this period that we're in now where we have a heightened sensitivity about that and a reevaluation of what it means to work and that a reevaluation of the idea that some jobs are better than others, because that's actually not true. There is no job that's better than another job. It might pay better. It might have better benefits. It might look better on a resume and on paper, but actually it's not better. Every job is worthwhile and valuable, and if we have a you know a kind of a rethinking about that because of what's happened to me, that would be great. But no one should feel sorry for me, either from a positive or a negative perspective. I've had a great life. I've had a great career. And I've had a career that most actors would really, you know, would die for.
This is so powerful. I mean, Jeffrey, man, you're just a blessing to us.
Yes.
We totally agree what you're doing. And we're proud of you as well and all the men and women who are every day in our everyday life that's you know, I was a police officer. You know, maybe you drove past me and not even thinking about what's going on, but I was there.
That's
you
right.
know, as a
public
servant.
Protecting the citizens.
Right, protecting the citizens. And it's just, this is so important. You know, we're talking about Jeffrey Owens,
yes.
a former actor on The Cosby Show, who's now working for Trader John's. And
Trader Joe's.
Trader Joe's, and it's just spread all around the place because somebody took a picture of it, and it just turned out so good.
Yeah.
You know, all the positive feedback that's going on. We heard about job shaming. But what is the value of work? So many people right now, you know, have been sold a bill of goods by some of our education system that produced a lot of people who believe this. They know where they are, John, and they know where they want to be, but they don't understand the journey in between. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. There's definitely a journey.
So they get a job for a company, and they want to be the president of the company.
On day one.
And then they're in the mailroom. So they're working in the mailroom for a couple of weeks, and then they start struggling and trying to position themselves how to get out of the mailroom. And it's like, you haven't been here a month yet. And they're telling their friends, I think I need to go somewhere else because... Yeah. And that's actually how things work.
That's how they work.
It's the progression. I mean, what better to hire than someone who actually started from the basic part? It's not just the ground level. It's whoever had that vision to create that industry. They know you know it inside and out because they love every part of that and they understand why it works. And if you actually came through all that,
yeah.
you're the highest one to be hired.
We had a woman running for president, Carla Fiorina, in this last election, who started off as a secretary and became the CEO of Hewlett Packard, one of the largest, electronic technological companies in the world.
A powerhouse, yeah.
Powerhouse. And then she ran for president. But her first job there was as a secretary. But we got to start really having this conversation. It's so important about work and the value of work. I mean, this gives every person, especially a believer, this is an opportunity where we get to serve other people. We forget about that. A lot of times people think a job in terms of what they can get out of it, money, benefits, as opposed to...
While our poorest person in America, the poorest person in America is richer than 70% of the world's population.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, poor folks in America have a flat screen television, a mobile telephone, and a car. Somewhere transport.
Yes.
It's totally different in the world.
Totally different.
Yeah.
I was just talking to a young lady who's going back to the Philippines, and she says that her friends are looking forward for her to getting there because she is going to take them out. And I said, well, they're not going to help you. She goes, well, they don't have any money. I says, oh, they don't work? She goes, there isn't any jobs in my town. They want to work, but there are no jobs. So the fact that someone can exchange their time, their energy, their resources for pay, that is actually a good thing.
Right.
Work is another thing about work, a redeeming quality, is that this is where a lot of people learn character. This is where you learn time management. This is where you learn how to work with excellence.
Work under authority.
Work under authority.
Yeah. Work with other people who take the credit for your work.
Yes. Right. How you get along with others and you work as a team. And so these are important things that you don't learn anywhere else, really.
Right.
This is this environment where your character begins to grow.
Right, right.
You know? Another aspect is this is where, let me tell you what Scripture says. In fact, we have a 46:88. This is what God says about work, because so many times people think that my work doesn't matter to God or it's not important. It's actually very important. This is Colossians 3:23-24. It says, whatever you do, work at it with all of your heart as working for the Lord, not human masters, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Christ you are serving.
This is the English Standard Version?
Yes, this is Colossians 3:23-24.
Yeah, so it's never, we're not really working for man, we're working for God through man.
Yeah.
And so if we learn how to function, and this is what God says. God says specifically that how can you say you even love me if you don't love your brother?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And how can we say we can work with God and we can't even work with man? Right? And how can we say that God's enough when we look at man and say, you're not doing enough for me?
You're not doing enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we put a value because of a job that you have. You know, and we really, really need to evaluate, people actually looking down at other folks that are serving them or doing what they consider as a menial task? And I don't understand that concept, because every task is noble if you're doing it unto the Lord. But if you're doing it because you're a human being, you're contributing to society.
Those are the people stand up out. You know, if you think about it, you know, the fact that it's, you remember that cashier that made you count.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And
yes.
asked how you were doing. You remember the person who walked you to the car. You remember the person who took the extra step wherever they were.
Absolutely.
They stand, you don't remember the person at the office that's doing the same stuff, doing the grind every day. It's the people, or the what do they call the coffee person?
Baristas.
The baristas.
Who made you an excellent cup of coffee.
Excellent.
And I need my coffee. I appreciate
right,
that.
You know what
I mean? I'm like, man, thank you.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Dative Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Dative Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.